On October 30th, I have the honor of speaking and leading a mini meditation at the Trauma to Triumph Summit, How to Overcome Narcissistic Abuse and Heal. This summit is hosted by the narcissist survivor and coach, one and only Zamira Davis. Our goal is to impact over 100,000 men and women to become completely free from narcissistic abuse. This summit features coaches, authors, spiritual teachers, along with two self-aware narcissists. So grab your complimentary ticket to attend the virtual summit on October 3rd in the link in the show notes today. Welcome and hello. This is the Thriving Intuitive Podcast, formerly known as Unlock Your Destiny. I am your host, Raven Scott, a certified meditation teacher, author, and destiny coach. Hello, lovely and thriving intuitives. Welcome back to the podcast, Thriving Intuitive. I am your host, Raven Scott. I am so excited today to share with you how the universe talks to us through so many different channels. So a while back, I read the book Journey of the Souls by Michael Newton, and it's kind of out there, but you know what I love about it? I completely 100% believed in it, resonated with it, and was fascinated by all of the stories of everyone's journey. He was a hypnotherapist and brought them into these meditations and these journeys to discover where they went after they died in a previous life, and discovered some different past life regressions as well. And really, he was focusing on like, where do we go? What happens? And it was so intriguing. And I just ate it up. I loved it so much because I really felt like, yes, this makes so much more sense. So there's this whole thing, you have to read the book, but there's different soul pods, there's different things. And part of it was when you prepare to enter into your next life, you have like a soul mentor who kind of preps you, is like, okay, this is what you're doing. This is what you're learning, right? This is the life you set up for yourself, right? You've agreed upon this, and you go, yes, yes, yes. And you kind of double check all the boxes, and you put into place different signs to almost connect yourself to your higher soul self and to while you're on earth, because the whole journey on earth is to reawaken to you and your soul's purpose and to who you truly are and to why you're here and what lesson you are here to evolve, because us souls are continually evolving every single lifetime. And that is if you believe in reincarnation. So this is what I believe. You may not believe it. You may be a little bit confused or triggered by that because you did not grow up being taught that, or you grew up believing in that, you know, the one true God is the Holy Bible God, which absolutely there is a divine father, mother God. But based on some different ideologies, it limits that to one life. And we only have one life to live and one chance to get it right. And for me, I don't really accept that. And it may be a little bit polarizing, but I believe we have multiple lives to figure this out and evolve, right? Which also would go back to, if you also believe in evolution, this whole earth and the planets and humankind has evolved over millions of years. So I do truly believe that there's a bit more than just one life and that's it. So going back to how our intuition speaks to us, I will definitely dive into that topic, but I wanted to give a shout out to an amazing listener. And I wanted to just say, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Annika, a content manager on Instagram at Alpha Echo Assistance. She posted in her stories the screenshot of this podcast, and I very much appreciate it. She said, go give this episode a listen if you haven't already. Our last episode, I was talking to Jen Evers. Raven and Jen really go into detail about the Ho'oponopono prayer. So if you haven't listened to that episode or watched it, go back. Jen is amazing. I'm just loving so many of these beautiful guests that the universe is bringing me, which is one of the ways the universe speaks to us. Hint, hint, foreshadow. All right. So I wanted to shout out to everyone who's listening to this podcast on Podchaser and has found me. It's so sweet. I just wanted to shout out to Heavenly. She really enjoyed the interview with Jen Evers and could relate to it on many levels, especially around my own journey of self-love and forgiveness around betrayal. This is the first episode that I've listened to and found to be uplifting and thought-provoking. Thank you, Raven. Thank you, Heavenly. And I wanted to also shout out to Christy Michaela. Thank you so much for reviewing on Podchaser, rocking the boat. This is also another episode review on the Ho'oponopono prayer. This episode is called How to Transform Shame with Self-Compassion Through the Ho'oponopono Prayer. And it's with Jen Evers. It aired 2 weeks ago from today, which is September of 2021, the very beginning. And she said, rocking the boat. Learning to love myself and step away from other people's rules for me has been my mission in the last couple of years. I wish I would have started down the path sooner, but better late than never, right? Absolutely agree with you, Christy. I also grew up feeling like I had to wear a mask or a costume of someone else's design so I would be approved of and loved. But she now knows and recognizes that they loved me in spite of my nonconformity, but that wasn't very clear through the lens of her childhood. Thank you so much, Christy. So beautiful. And Amanda Aker, I just wanted to give a shout out. She's actually going to be a podcast guest coming up here. And she's reviewed the podcast and said, such a wonderful podcast full of ways we can become aligned with our spiritual side. Raven brings on amazing guests to share their journeys and tips for us to use in our lives. Thank you so much, Amanda. I just wanted to give those shout outs. So beautiful. And I appreciate you. I appreciate all of you listeners. And if you wish to review this and get a shout out, feel free to go over to Podchaser, subscribe to this YouTube channel and screenshot it. Put it in your stories or your social media feeds and just tag me at The Thriving Intuitive. Yes, my handle has changed. If you are a devoted listener, I used to be on Instagram as @unlockyourdestiny.ravenscott. Too long, too confusing, not at all the name of the podcast. So it's now at The Thriving Intuitive. So tag me and tag whomever is the guest. If you're listening to a guest, we would love to just connect with you and hear from you. So thank you so much. On to the topic. One other thing is I do not have any advertisements. I don't really seek out to have any advertisements that are kind of inserted in here and disrupting maybe your flow of energy of listening. So with that, since I'm not advertising, I really would love for all of you to share this episode again, screenshot, share, send it straight over to somebody's messenger or DM and just say, hey, this is an amazing podcast. Go listen to it and just spread the love organically that way. Thank you so much. And I truly appreciate you for doing that. So how in the world do we hear intuition? Intuition is like a big umbrella. And how do we hear messages from the universe? So number one for me, as I believe we hear them through sounds. Through songs. It actually is something that came up in those meditations with Dr. Newton, is that they would say, when you hear a bell, this is what this means, like awaken to your higher self. Or maybe when you hear something of any kind of noise, a symbol, but usually it's gentle, right? Like a bell, a wind chime, music, maybe it's something within the messaging of the music that really hits your heart and your soul. And you're like, oh yes, absolutely. That feels so good. That is the universe speaking to you. That is a sign from your higher self to tune in and to listen. Take a break from all of the noise and the clatter in this construct of a world and to love life, love the connection to your divine self, your higher self, and to the divine mother, father, sky and earth, God, universe, higher, higher being, divine source. whatever you want to call it. And I say it because it's not a he or a she. It's just something that is beyond what we can label, honestly, beyond words. So we have number one, your noises. Put in the comments below, have you heard a noise or a song that has really struck a chord with you and really felt like, yes, this absolutely is it. And you can put it in the Podchaser review of this episode. Number two, animals actually are signs, right? You may be seeing a specific animal over and over again in either a picture, physically seeing this animal, or in dreams. So these animals can come to you again to awaken you, to get you tuned in to your intuition and to a message you may be needing to hear. Maybe that message is something specific, like you need to make a change. Maybe that message is continue on the path you're on, continue to be brave. Maybe that message is, excuse me, maybe that message is you got this, or wake up, hurry, stop going down the same path you are and wake up. It just all depends. Maybe, I want to share a story with you about an animal sign for me. A few years back when I was really tapping into my intuition, diving deeper to activate it, I was called to find an animal sign. Not find, but ask for an animal sign. And you can do this. You can ask your guides, spirit guides or angels, please show me a sign, an animal that is going to bring me that message, whatever that message is you're seeking, or maybe you have no idea, right? So for me, I just asked, and all of a sudden the word popped into my head, inspiration, intuition, the message from the guides, and it said snake. And for me, I hate snakes. I have always wriggled out of my skin every time I've seen a picture, a video, a real life snake. I literally jump out of my skin. And I was like, why are you giving me this spirit animal? I hate this animal. Please no. Comment below if you hate snakes or if you're in love with snakes. I think they're beautiful, but after I had this encounter with the spirit animal, it was like the universe said, well, you're not going to be afraid anymore because this animal is going to guide you down your path of awakening and wisdom. And so thankfully, I didn't see any snakes in real life person. I think it's like they knew that I was not going to be able to handle that, but I would see over and over, right? Like scrolling on my social media feed, I would see somebody like posting a picture of a snake, or I would see, like my daughters would be watching something on their iPad on kids. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, like then they're learning about snakes on their video, like right at this time when I'm asking. And I kept seeing these different symbols of snake and a picture of it and this. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to like settle in. And I'm going to embrace this as I'm excited to see. Next time I see a snake, I'm going to be excited because that is a message from my higher self and my spirit guides. So I really was able to embrace it. And it led me down this deeper spiritual connected path to my intuition, higher self, and guides. So you never know what it may be. It may be something you love, and it may be something that you need to work through, right? Like myself with the snakes. Number three is a feeling in your body. This is big because a lot of us tend to just be up in our heads and our thoughts. And if we have an open head center, as you know, I am a human design reader, that can be really overwhelming. I myself have an open head center. And so you're having all of these thoughts from all over the place, just popping in your head. Could be great intuition from source, could not be for you, could be someone else's, especially when you're in a crowded place. You're like, oh my gosh, too many thoughts. Or you actually cannot get through anything out in public because all you do is hear everyone and you feel like this constant eavesdropper. Like, I can't. It's just so hard. So for you, having the ability and the practice to listen to your body over your mind is incredibly powerful, and it's going to push you through the next level, and it's going to up-level your intuition and your ability to hear the universe, source, God, whomever you're trying to connect to. They're all the same thing, no matter what you call it. And so this is an important practice to do. So again, going back to meditation, this is why I love meditation and became certified, because this is how I was able to tune into what I really needed, what I really thought, and really what I knew through my body. Your intuition comes from your spleen area and your sacral area, that gut feeling, right? So you have intuition and inspiration from your head when you're listening, but you can't listen unless you're actually feeling into your body. So the best, most simplest practice without getting overwhelmed and giving up with meditation is just to sit and breathe. Maybe count to 10 at first and do 10 breaths. That can be a lot for us who are constantly going and not stopping and pausing. And I get it. I'm like that, right? You have a lot of energy. So really take 10 deep breaths. You take them in. You feel it. You feel your breath filling up lungs in your body. You're feeling the life force of you being here, and you're grateful for it. And you exhale. Maybe it's through the mouth because you really need to exhale some stress, right? Maybe it's through the nose because you can and it's easy. Whatever works for your inhalation and exhalation, it's important to start this practice and do it daily. Do it when you start and you wake up. Do it before you eat breakfast. Do it while you grab your cup of coffee. Whenever works for you is when you need to do this practice. And the more you find your life force, the more time you will enjoy spending within your meditation state. And meditation state is not a zero thought space. Meditation state, especially for us who have that open center, and honestly, for those who have defined, because you have a consistent way of getting inspiration, or those who have the open, we're getting this inconsistent way of inspiration. So your thoughts still come in and you get to experience them and let them flow like a bubble and pop them out and then come back to your breath. So you continue to focus on feeling the breath, the life force in your body. And that's how you're going to tap into your body. We're going to be doing a beautiful intuition activation event September 19th at 4 p.m. It's free. I would love for you to join. We're going to be doing a meditation to activate your intuition. And I will also be answering some human design coaching, like a group coaching session a bit, to answer any questions you have. So I will put the link in the notes to register for that. And it's going to be a beautiful time. I can really show you how to do this to get into your body. I would say this is absolutely something that once you feel in your body, right, the universe gives you those feelings of messages. So let me just recap. We know how to go into our messages, but how do you know it's a message, right? It's going to feel good. It's going to feel right in your sacral, in your gut. It's going to be this very like, just light and existing, like, yes, this feels good to my body. You can feel it all over. That is a beautiful message. The universe will also warn you and say, no, this is not a good choice. This is not the right path. When you're feeling your gut drop, when you're feeling your body shaking, when you're feeling that tense up and clenching of your jaw, all of those things are signs that this is not the right choice. This is not the right next step. The universe will guide you gently. And when you listen, your next right step is going to feel good. It's going to have this beautiful vibration. It's going to feel light. It's going to feel easy. It's going to be the next right step. And number 4 is inspiration. So inspiration can come in thoughts. That is how they speak to us. Yes, some of us have a very strong auditory and visual, but the most easiest way for them to speak to us is through our thoughts. And something might just pop in your head and you're like, oh, yes, I was not even thinking about that. And I wasn't thinking hard on it, right? And it just came, it just dropped in. That's why a lot of these spiritual people talk about downloads. Download is just a thought that popped on in and wasn't hard to think of. You weren't mulling it over. You weren't trying really hard to figure out an answer. It just popped in. That's called inspiration. It's directly straight from divine source, your guides, your angels, and they speak to you gently through your own voice and your own thoughts. So it's not something magical where they're like, this is me, you need to do this. It's not like that. It's in your own voice. It's in your own style and your own thoughts. But what you will be able to differentiate between your thought, like, oh, wow, did I think of that? Or was that divine inspiration? Is it just, you don't try. It just pops in. Sometimes you'll be doing something completely different, da, 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 da. And especially when you quiet down, you walk, you meditate, you lay down, you slow down. That's when you can actually hear those inspirational thoughts that pop in from your guides, because your mind is not cluttered with, I have to do this, I have to do that. And that is your divine inspiration. Your download is in those quiet times and where it's like, aha, right? The light bulb goes off. A lot of people are talking about the light bulb goes off. That's the same thing, right? So find times to be quiet and still so you can hear. And number five is your intuition, your knowing. When you know that you know and you just know because it feels right, you just know and you can't explain it, that is your intuition speaking to you. You're like, I just know. I just know it's right. I'm so sorry. I can't give you science. I can't give you evidence. I can't give you why. I just know it's right. And you'll get to that point when you've been able to do all the practices that I've said before, is quieting down, tuning into your body, really daily tuning into your guides and your angels to be able to have that knowing, because you're just in sync with them. You just know. And they're giving you that nudge, like, this is a good feeling. You know it's the right thing to do. So just do it, right? You can almost feel the future, even though you can't see it or know it. But you know, you just know, you know. That's called intuition. So it's just such a beautiful thing to experience. And right now, as I'm talking, I know that my angels and guides are talking through me, because I typically go all over the place and I'm feeling really in tuned and in the flow of what I'm sharing with you. And I've, you know, had the ability to really take some time to meditate before I even came to you. And I wanted to share with you, I did, while I was doing a meditation, I did pull some tarot cards, which is another sixth way that you can really, again, tune in to the universe, listen to the universe, and get your inspiring, inspirational intuition. So I pull three. And again, I usually pull one, but I lay them out. And today it said, pull three. I said, okay, I just feel like I need to pull three. And so I'm going to do it. And this is how you just flow with the universe, right? You're like, okay, fine. Like, what's the harm? No harm, right? Just go for it. So what I pulled is the card, the Three of Pentacles. And so I'll show you here on YouTube. You can see it. And I'll post them on my social media, on Instagram, for all of those who are listening to see this as well, the day that it airs. So the Three of Pentacles, when I saw this without reading the guidebook, I saw, okay, yes, this is the structure, right? And I have a big momentous project I have to accomplish. That's what I read and saw from my personal self. And when you see it, you will interpret it differently for whatever's going on. So I went to the guidebook and it said just that in general terms. It said, you are in a time where you have something big and momentous that you are working on, and you need to gain, you know, get together your structure. And for me, I saw this, I said, this is the spine, the foundation of the group, the community, this podcast that I'm building. This is exactly what I keep hearing over and over, is build the spine, build the group. You don't need millions of listeners right now because you're building the base. You're building all of the beautiful systems, the strategies, the structures, the loyal listeners. This foundation is what I need to work on because I am still young and I have many years to build my momentous mountain. And also the guide was saying to get support, right? Which I go back to the community, get the support of those who may be able to help you with things, strategies, as well as just building this loyal, beautiful community. Get the support of whom is in there, right? Invest in them and build the foundation. And that's what I've been doing every day, is building those relationships, meeting with you on 15-minute discovery calls, which you absolutely can book. I'll put the link in the show notes. Just getting to know you as a human being, as a beautiful soul. So this card was really, really, oh, it just was spot on with exactly what I was going through. And that's why I love to pull tarot, right? This is why everyone is loving to pull tarot, because it gives you this beautiful image, this symbol, for you and your intuition to interpret what is going on in my life right now. And I would think also collectively, you could read this too. For instance, collectively, this foundation, right? I see a shift in the age of the Aquarius that we're in. We're building the foundation for shifting what is normal, what is not normal, what is okay, what is not okay. And there's still a big pushback. There's still a lot of hills and leaps and peaks and mountains to build and to climb in this social structure that we're evolving. And it just brings me back to this story I heard last night, and I saw that in Texas, you know, they've banned abortions beyond 6 weeks. And it just seems so unreasonable. Like, that's when you find out you're pregnant. So of course they're trying to really prevent it. And that's the pushback I'm seeing, and seeing how much work still needs to be put in. Not to say that I'm like all for like killing everyone, but there's, it's like, you think about the repercussions. They're not thinking about this. They're not putting themselves in the other person's shoe. That child that's born, I mean, the reason that would be a good choice, unfortunately, for that person would be like, they're homeless, they're in an abusive relationship, they can't, like, they don't have the emotional or physical means to take care of this child. So now this child is in the foster system, is in the adoption realm, right? And so then there's the emotional trauma now that child has, as well as the mother's already going to have emotional trauma no matter what happens, right? So it was just like, okay, we got a lot of work to do. It just goes back to the collective. Yes, we have a lot of work to do, but I see beautiful shifts in what I'm hearing them teaching in the curriculum at my school in California. Is they're doing Calm Classroom. They're actually meditating in school. Yes, right on, right? We're building the foundation for our future generations. The other thing that I'm seeing that we're building the foundation in the age of Aquarius is differences, right? You know, personally, just sharing a random story about myself, my personal life, is my oldest, she is amazingly like stylish, right? But she also styles herself as the opposite gender of who she physically is. But she identifies as a girl, but she dresses like a boy and she cuts her hair like a boy. And she's like, what's wrong with that? Like, and I go, nothing. Absolutely. Cause everyone's at school like, are you a girl? Are you a girl? I'm like, honestly, they don't get it and they're not evolved. They don't understand and see your name, and they hear your, you know, like you are telling them physically, and they can't accept that a girl can look or style themselves like a boy and still be a girl. Like, why can't you identify as both? Which I think is a huge collective, right? Of the building the foundation for this whole like dual, like our soul is a male and female. Like, our soul is not one or the other. Again, if you believe in reincarnation, you have probably been a male in a past life. If you're a female now, our soul has no gender, just like source has no gender. So it's a big, big foundation to build. And what I love to hear in her school was that the teacher was saying, yeah, girls can have short hair. Like, no, absolutely. And of course, she's supporting my daughter in that and supporting differences, right? Because then she also was learning about everyone, you know, everyone is different, but we're all the same, which is a huge message for the foundation to eliminate racism, to eliminate, you know, homophobia, to eliminate all the difference, right? Like just because your skin color is a different color does not mean anything. We're all beautiful. We're all different and unique. And yet we all have the same color blood. So that's my rant on the foundation collectively of how you could read the tarot for the collective. That's my rant and rave. Sorry, getting on my soapbox. The second tarot that I pulled was this beautiful 10 of cups. Ten of Cups, this card has these five cups facing each other, and they're radiating this beautiful, like, strings connected to each other in this rainbow, right? One cup is radiating red, orange, yellow, green, and blue. And as they cross, they're glowing and they're mixing. And on the other side, each cup has a red, yellow, orange, blue, green, blue string pouring into them. So the cups on the top have a single color, the cups on the bottom have multicolors, and it's just so beautiful. This to me, I felt and I read it as radiant, beautiful, rainbow, glowing, abundance. This card is all about positivity. This card is about the energy of just beautiful love and light and community is what I saw here. And I saw what's already pouring, the energy that's pouring out of me into this and the Facebook group and into my podcast. So the positivity of this card and the guidebook said exactly that. It's the radiation of positivity, love and light and pouring into just out into the world, your beautiful radiance. So you have your beautiful radiance there. And it reminded me again of an experience I had this week with a beautiful potential. She's going to be on our podcast in the future around the holidays. She, her name is Leslie, and she is an angel medium. She has really tuned into her intuition and can see and speak with angels. And she also reads auras. And what she did when we were, you know, at the end, as I was able to read her human design type, and she read my energy, and she said, you have just all these beautiful prismatic like colors all around you. She says, you have blue, for sure. You have the blue and the turquoise, which is the color of Angel Haniel, which she said, who is on my shoulders. Helping us with our cycles and getting back to loving ourselves and life, which ties into my North Node, which is all about in Taurus, which is all about loving yourself. If you're looking at the Vedic North Node, loving yourself and loving life again, getting back to the good in life, which I love to talk about. And so this just beautiful rainbow of colors. She's like, I've never seen so many with so many beautiful radiating colors. And then I pulled this today and I was like, holy crap, she saw the colors. And I pulled the card of the colors and I'm radiating all the rainbows of the colors. And this card has all of the rainbows of the colors. And it was like, this is how the universe speaks, right? Synchronicity is the confirmation that the universe is got. You're on the right path. It's saying, you got it. You're on the right path. This is the way. Keep going. And then the third card is the Daughter of Pentacles I pulled. And again, I saw the rainbow. There's a rainbow above her head. This is a fawn, a beautiful, lovely young fawn. And she's standing there and I saw gentle. I saw kind. I saw resilient. I saw loyal. And that is all of the qualities of the Daughter of Pentacles. She also is shy, right? So she likes to kind of be behind the scenes, but she is highly devoted, highly empathic, which for most of you and us, we are, right? We are intuitive, we're empathic. And she has the tenacity of a bull. Honestly, she is so strong in her efforts and her energy and her tenacity. So I felt like this was such an encouraging symbol for me to say yes, right? She is here saying, keep pushing forward. No matter if you have setbacks, if you feel you're overwhelmed, continue on the path of resilience. Slow and steady wins the race, she says. And I say, okay, because the first card I pulled is I'm building a mountain, and Rome was not built in a day. So whatever you're building, if you want it to sustain and last, it will be a mountain. Otherwise, it's just a sandy hill that will quickly wash away with the ocean. So if you want to build something that is long-lasting and multi-generational, it's a mountain. So you need to be strong and steady and steadfast with our dear, beautiful daughter of the Pentacles. And she was here as a symbol to us to persevere, to not worry about the numbers of followers, to pour into whom you have right now, and to shine your beautiful rainbow, that is you, your brilliance and your uniqueness, above your head, all around your body, out into the world. You, my thriving intuitive, have a truly remarkable and unique gift. You are here purposefully to bring to this world. So I encourage you to be persistent and then move forward slowly and steadily, get your foundation together, and really know your strategy of your human design, which I can help you figure out to be able to not burn out and to be able to consistently show up in your purpose, in your calling. Have you ever had that person in the grocery store line just give you that beautiful message you needed to hear, or get connected to somebody who you were asking the universe for, and then the next day they appeared in your messages or feeds? That is a divine meeting. And number 7 is the numbers. Have you seen numbers sequentially in order over and over again? Like 111, 222, 444, all of those have a beautiful meaning that you can Google, but those are angel numbers giving you the signs to open the new door, make the next right step. This is Raven Scott. I am complete with my solo podcast today and my beautiful intuitive message to you on how to listen to the universe. And I really appreciate all of you listening here. Make sure that you are subscribing to the podcast. Go ahead and follow if you're over on Podchaser or on Apple. They have follow now, by the way. It's not subscribe. So just follow on over whatever podcast you're on. Subscribe to this YouTube channel. If you love to kind of pop into both, make sure you're subscribed to the audio and you're subscribed to the video so we can be here in whatever platform that calls to you today. Take a screenshot of this episode, post it on your social medias. I will give you a shout out in our next episode. I truly, truly appreciate you sharing this with your friends and family and your followers, because this is all organic and I am not doing any paid advertisements. Thank you so much, and remember to keep your unique light shining.